Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 90, Episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially, off the top, hey, fuck Coke Industries, and fuck Fox News.
Fuck,
it's Thursday, July 11th, 2019. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. because I'm the jiggity-jiggity-jiggity-jiggity-jack daddy, the jiggity-jiggity-jiggity-jiggity-jack. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
You see, I pop a lot of shit, but I back it up, though. You see, there's a difference. A lot of networks pop shit, but a lot of networks don't make hits. But it's like this whole DC shit, we trying to bring it to y'all, me, Jack, Anna, whoever, DJ Dana. You wanna dance, we dance. Now lick what Blaze too, that's what Gray do. Got a lot of hosts that'll love to replace you. Tell it to your face, boo, not behind you, Jack. Pods talk shit, we never find that. Funny, never find that. Puff a dime sack, write hot takes that make the Zeit say rewind that. People know, they go against the Valley Gigolo. Take your dro, smoke it slow, hit record, do the show. I represent honeys with money, fly guys and gents. Ride with the tents, that be 35%. Okay, that's the actual part from Mason's verse. Shout out
Wow.
First of all, that album, No Way Out,
is that No Way Out?
Yeah,
or is
that's
that
on No Way Out,
Harlem
baby.
World.
That's on No Way Out.
No Way
Harlem
Out.
World did not have, well, it had some hits.
Man.
One of the first, Neptune's productions is on Harlem World.
One of the great first songs in album. Isn't Victory the first song on that?
I believe so.
God damn, man.
Or is it a weird,
it's probably like a weird,
you know, super puffy thing where he's like, you know, no, there's an intro.
There
of course.
Is an intro.
Like, and then it goes into Victory. You know Puff Daddy has to talk. Anyway, that is from Christy Yamaguchi, man.
Fuck,
shout out
man.
To you at Crispy Meme Donut.
Whole new
one.
Level. And we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious comedian Blair Saki.
Hey, everyone.
What's
welcome.
Up?
Oh, I'm so glad to be back.
You are?
So glad to have you.
Good to see you.
Good to see
How've
you,
been?
Too. I've been really good. I've been feeling great. I'm loving the sunshine in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling
yeah.
this great nation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where you been?
Gosh, I've been... Delaware, New Jersey, Chicago,
all
Indiana,
the hits.
Yeah.
How was Delaware?
It was good. Wilmington. I've never been there before.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice. They have a great comedy audience there. Who knew?
Wow. I mean, yeah, who knew? Who did know? Yeah.
Who knew?
The only thing I know about Delaware is from Wayne's World.
Yeah, look, we're in Delaware.
Yeah, when the backdrop just goes, we're in Delaware.
Biden, isn't he from Delaware?
Yep, that's yeah. him too.
I mean, that's how I knew it was a great comedy
I think
state.
Capriati's Subs is also from Delaware.
Capriati's?
Yeah, have you had Capriati's?
Nope.
Oh, boy. They do this. They roast their own turkeys. This is not an ad, okay? This is how much I'm about sandwich life. They roast their own turkey and their own roast beef, so it's like not sliced, it's like pulled sort of meat.
Ooh.
And
whoa.
They have a thing called the Bobby, which is basically like fucking Thanksgiving sandwich
the
with
Bobby
like stuffing
Capriati.
And cranberry sauce, the whole joint.
I need to try that.
What do you, when you go to these various locations, are you just like seeing the inside of your hotel room and the comedy clubs, or do you get out to do any sightseeing of Indiana? You go to a cornfield or something like that?
No, we haven't. We just see the inside of our hotel rooms, except for in Chicago, we did get deep dish pizza.
Nice.
And we went to Ron Funch's his house that he grew up in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So besides that, no.
And just stormed it?
Yeah.
Like, just the family that lived there now was like...
It's still members of his family that
live
there. Oh,
that's dope.
Yeah.
Nice.
In Vegas?
In Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You know, I was reading the Capriati's website and it said they won awards in Vegas. And
it's right, totally man. Fine, Miles.
I disrespected the Ron Funches.
Everybody should know that my like half of the stories we tell on this show are just things that Miles is reading at the time, just words he's reading.
Yeah.
He's like very Kaiser Soze in that way. He's just pulling stories from the
I've
words
never
around
said
the room.
Anything spontaneously either. Like everything's very premeditated.
Everything's just pulled off the bottom of coffee mugs for some reason.
Mr. Kobayashi.
Well, I love having stand-ups on who are out there touring the country because I feel like you guys have a real good vibe of what's hitting, what people are thinking, what people are feeling right now in the country, in the zeitgeist. So... it's good to have you on, Blair.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah. No, it is a huge service. Somebody has to do it out there.
Yeah.
And it's a big burden providing joy for all the people in the world.
Can I ask you something possibly personal?
Sure.
On Twitter, you said you would never fuck a dude who didn't know how to grill again. And I'm curious, what happened? Did you realize some dude you're dating could not throw it down on the grill? Or is this one of those jokey tweets?
None of my tweets are jokey tweets.
They're cries for help.
I think my last two boyfriends, bless their hearts, both incredible people, but I don't think either of them could grill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
You just have to embrace the flame.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I don't actually know how to grill.
Sure.
I have tried it, but right now, like, my focus is perfecting a steak in a cast iron skillet.
Okay, good.
I don't want to depend on a man to reach the heights of luxury.
fantastic.
But yep. I also do feel I need to grill. I really need to learn.
What's the bar? Because, like, burgers, hot dogs, easy to grill. Chicken, a little trickier. Then once you
chicken's
get to like
easy.
Fish.
Well, it's all about it's how you like, use it, right? Like you don't want to overcook your shit on too high heat on the grill. Have maybe half your grill going a little bit lower so you can rest that shit and use some
indirect
heat.
I know, I'm just
heat.
Saying that's a higher level than just like throwing some burgers on.
What do you need? True.
Look, obviously the highest heights are preferred of grilling.
Right.
So what's the highest height for you?
I mean anything. They know how to do everything.
So
they're baking and shaking. They're marinating. They're all this shit. But I would take like an average standard level is good with me.
Okay.
If they could do chicken and burgers and stuff, I think that
as long
would
as
be
you're
nice.
Literate.
That would make me feel taken care of.
Wow, I love
that.
That's
nice. Yeah. It was a big like over the 4th of July, we had some families over. I was working the grill and
nice.
I did a decent job and my wife was shocked that I did a decent job with the grill, like almost condescendingly.
Wow.
So.
Oh, wow.
But it was a real turning point. I feel like I got a chip. Like I got a little.
What'd you cook?
Just chicken and burgers and hot dogs and
see, if you keep the chicken moist, you know, then you're doing your thing.
Usually I set the chicken on fire.
Oh, which, wow. Not, and she's like, gather around, everyone.
You're not supposed to do.
Let's taste Jack's shoe leather.
Exactly.
I feel like, I don't know why. I mean, maybe if you grow up with a grilling dad, like, I associate that with being a man.
Right.
Sure.
But, you know, that's just a stereotype or something. But I also, my family's really into food, so I associate food with love as well.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
My love language. One of my deepest love languages is food.
My deepest
love language. Yeah, literate in the love language of food.
All right, Blair, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about. We got the latest list of top baby names for the year.
Oh, hell
yeah. We're
going to
look at those because these are some new names. These are.
And I guarantee you, if anyone has had a kid in the last few years, or you know somebody that has had a kid in the last year,
you'll
see surprised
some familiar
how
names.
Many of these names, and no shade at you if you pick these. These are nice names.
Yeah, these are fine names. They are just very
we have
names
some
that like they're going for uniqueness.
Yeah.
And it must be
missing the mark a bit.
Yeah, it must hurt a little bit when your unique name is the most popular name of the year. We're gonna talk about Fucker Carlson being just a like basically putting a hit out on Ilhan Omar. We're gonna talk about where Steyer should be spending his $100 million instead of on his own fake campaign.
Vanity project.
We're going to talk about the social media summit that is happening today. Trump is holding a social media summit that just turns out to be a who's who of right-wing ghouls on social media. Some meme people, that horrible right-wing cartoonist, I guess, got disinvited at the last second, so we'll talk about that. Mike Pence's camp is still can't explain why he abruptly
Very
canceled
coy.
His New Hampshire trip. Have we talked about that at all? The fact that
I think it happened right around the time we were about to break for the weekend.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Anyways, Mike Pence was traveling to New Hampshire. His plane got turned around. The trip was canceled, and they were like, oh, don't worry, it's not a big deal. But it seemed weird, like something had happened back in D.C. He was immediately called back to D.C. It was the same day that Vladimir Putin had a similar thing where he was meant to be somewhere and got pulled back to Moscow and like had a meeting with all his top military advisors. So people were like, is something happening? So we're just going to talk about the fact that there's no new news on that while also talking about something that, I don't know, could be related. We'll just put the stories next to each other. The fact that 28 women partied at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, That was the entire list of people who were at that party.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about how polite society welcomed Jeffrey Epstein back after his 2008 conviction for pedophilia, and we're going to talk about Nicki Minaj pulling out of the Jeddah World Fest in Saudi Arabia. But first, Blair, we like to ask our guests what's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are.
Oh. Well, the last search was Gabe Liebman.
Gabe Liebman. Mm.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been on.
Oh, yeah.
Hasn't he? Yeah. No?
No.
Oh, maybe that's a reach guest.
Miles made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like stalking Gabe Liebman, seeing what his...
Oh, you know why I'm thinking he's been on? Because he works on Pen 15 with Maya and Anna.
Uh-huh.
And I've met him before through the... Okay, never mind.
Got it.
Bye.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Does that reveal my innermost workings?
Yes, very much so.
He was also on Couples Therapy, right here on this network. Wait, so what do you think? What were you looking about him? You just want to see photos? Like, did you just go to images right away off the rip?
Yeah, I just want to know. He's doing my show next week, and
gotcha.
So I was gathering info.
Nice.
Yeah, creepy.
Nah.
Creepy girl.
It's research.
Yeah.
As gathering
Pete
intel.
Townsend says. Mm-hmm.
I think it's less creepy when you say you're gathering intel about a subject.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Is he the dude who always tweets and then writes send at the end of it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's
a genius.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does. Funny. I don't know where he came up with that.
Yeah.
What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated. Okay. MMA. Sorry, I don't know.
Sorry.
Like, maybe I'm crazy, but I don't like watching people get their face bashed in.
Mm-hmm.
Second, men, particularly liberal men, that criticize the pitch and cadence of women's voices.
Are overrated, or is that related to MMA? Or?
No, no, separate.
Oh, yeah. I fucking...
Oh, also overrated.
Yes.
Yeah, also overrated. Yeah,
they
another one.
Need to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's the worst thing in the world. It's like my number one problem with podcasting.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, you can imagine if I do get a critique from someone, sometimes it does happen to be in that arena.
Right.
But it's so funny, like, these liberal men who posit themselves as, like, these compassionate, caring supporters of women, and they have no idea their deep-rooted issues of misogyny.
And that's
of, like,
how it comes out.
Coming up with another way to write off women and hearing them. And... Right.
So hard to take them seriously. If you're talking like that, I don't know how I'm going to take you seriously.
I don't, what do you mean? Talking like what?
Right. Exactly. They don't realize that how revealing that is about them. But that is just a constant problem for anybody who works in podcasting.
I mean, look, if you're really looking at it logically, if you're bothered by the sound of anything, just stop listening to it.
Right.
There's no point in then being like, I have notes on how this sounds.
Right. You know, but also challenge yourself to think about why you have a problem with the sound.
No, it's probably because you're a Libra.
Right.
As we learned yesterday, just don't be introspective. Blame your birth sign.
There but yeah, go. I'd like to say, sure, I too would like to have Miles' voice, but I don't.
I wouldn't. I'll switch. We should switch.
We would all like to have Miles' voice, Blair.
To sound like a young Brad Pitt.
What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated, definitely people who order tuna at Subway. That's a type of renegade personality that I'm trying to surround myself with.
Wow.
Yo!
Yeah.
Blair!
Risk takers.
Yo, I knew I loved Blair because that's my fucking shit at Subway.
Look,
and
I
they look at me like I'm fucked up.
It's so funny because some of my closest friends order tuna at Subway and like I would never do it. I'm a food freak.
Yeah, right.
But I appreciate it so much.
Right.
Yeah.
The risk taking it requires.
You have to know thyself.
Right.
No, it's just like taking the pin out of a grenade and casually walking away. Yep. And like I love that about people.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about it. I think a few episodes ago when we went to Sketchfest or something, I was talking about my trials and tribulations of trying to procure a Subway tuna sandwich at the airport.
Oh,
and I was
right.
Like, what the fuck is this, man? You got a fucking Subway and no fucking tuna? And I'm like, all right, give me turkey then. But
I mean,
whole thing
it should
was
be
like,
illegal for you to carry that onto a plane.
It's fucked up. Okay, that I agree.
I'm a renegade.
Right.
Hey, like, look, if motherfuckers can fart all day on you, I can eat my fucking tuna sandwich. I'm willing to trade that. Because I had, oh my God, I didn't even tell you. When I got back from Oregon, this dude got out of his seat and I'm in the aisle and he went to go get his bag, farted in my fucking face.
Oof.
Did you say anything?
I went, this is what I did. Ooh.
That says it all.
I didn't think the only logical step is I would have blown. I would have been like, "Hey, my man,
right?
You farted upon my visage,
right? Do you think he did it intentionally, or you think it's just that?
No, I get it,
gas?
Yo. You, I look. That's why part of me wasn't mad because, you know, the altitude fucks your stomach.
It
up.
Really does.
Have you ever ripped ass on an airplane?
Yes.
Yeah. No. It's and you're like, if you do it, you're just like, no, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst person in the world. I never wanted to do this to people. I never wanted to do this to anyone.
Yeah. And you do say that out loud before you do it, right?
No.
You're like,
no.
What, miss?
No. No. I put on my sleep mask and my headphones, so no one, I can't know that I'm there.
Well, I think I think that's the whole reason that they make planes so loud is so that you can't hear all the farting that's going on.
That
was just to cover it up. That was a design
feature. When the Wright
brothers
were figuring out air travel, they're like, well, hold on. We need the sound to be loud to cover our flatulence.
But, I mean, you honestly can't hear most farts.
You can never feel. You only feel them. And you smell them. The other thing I do is I'll take the air conditioner, air thing, the valve.
And fart directly
into it. And I try and do it so it's like directly creating a wall of air so their farts will be blocked by my air conditioning thing.
Yeah.
It does not work. It's not scientific.
I was about to say,
because diffusion works very differently than that.
Right.
But, you know, that's what it is. And also, like, the other thing is, some people were coming at me on Twitter because I was talking about someone who was farting the whole flight I was on, and they were nasty. And look, I get you have to fart or whatever, but if you are farting, like nasty, smelly ones,
right?
You can go to the bathroom, do your thing, or at least acknowledge to me, you're like, yo, look, I got to be honest with you. I got I got something going on.
Oh my God, I would hate that. If someone apologized to me, I would be like, I cannot handle this. This is too intimate, this conversation. I will die.
Blair, I'm sorry for the farts.
Oh my God.
And maybe gives you a long, it's not your fault.
But I love how that you're trying to curate air paths.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
As like some sort of moat in the sky.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Fuck. Finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true that you know to be false?
Oh my God, I recently found out that despite what is shown to us in the media on in movies and TV shows, you don't have to wait 24 hours to file a missing persons report.
Oh, really?
Isn't that crazy? Like, why do they perpetuate this myth forever?
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you witness your kid get kidnapped, and then you like, call the police. They're like, nothing we can do, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when was
it? Right.
Just now. See if they come back in 24 hours and let us know. No. Okay.
Don't you think that's, like, wildly irresponsible to keep? But, I mean, it makes you think about, you're like, okay, so when they're writing these TV shows, because you always think that they have experts that inform them of all this shit.
No. All Hardly. Legal shit is basically made up. Like, the phone call is a lie. The fact that you get a phone call.
Oh, that's not true?
That's not true.
You don't get a phone call?
And you should just never talk to cops. Like,
just be like, lawyer.
Yeah, lawyer. Every time. That's, like,
lawyer.
Any interrogation scene, like, shouldn't happen. That's...
Yeah, when it's just you and a cop hitting you with a phone book.
That's what the... Also, if they don't read you your Miranda rights, you're not, like, free to go. That's not the case. Like, they have to present that at some point. But and what the Miranda rights say is that you shouldn't say shit without a lawyer.
Damn,
present.
You learned a lot at that Sovereign Citizens Conference.
I was just about to say you could commit a lot of crimes because you're really up on like the laws and how to get around it.
Yeah, no, that's I studied up for my upcoming
criminal future.
We'll talk about it off.
Okay.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about the top baby names.
Yeah.
We're halfway through 2019, and let's just read through them because they are, I mean, they're the names that I've heard people giving their kids, and I thought, well, those can't be very popular.
Yeah,
but
this company, Nameberry, they've been collecting the data from the Social Security Administration, everything, and just off the rip, the top two names are Archie and Isla.
Yeah.
Okay.
Archie.
That's fine. Okay, whatever. Now let's go through the top 15 of each name.
Okay.
And tell me if you know anyone by this name or have heard of someone's child by this name. Isla, Olivia, Aurora, Ada, Charlotte, Amara, Maeve, Cora, Amelia, Posey, Luna, Ophelia, Ava, Rose, and Eleanor.
Luna is so, like, I've heard that. I have friends.
I know a Luna and
name.
I know a Cora.
That's
and I know
Chrissy an Teigen's
Ava,
daughter.
I know a, yeah. That's wild, because I thought those were unique names. Even so, it's, the boy's number one name being Archie, like when the royal family named their prince Archie, everyone was like, oh my God, that's so cute.
Archie.
Like, what a cute name.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, that's basically like our Michael. Or, I mean, I guess it could be that there was just an enormous spike after they named their kid Archie, or after Riverdale came out and just was the littest show in the history of television.
So good,
Jughead is number 89. And then so boys, it's Archie, Milo, Asher, okay, Jasper, Silas, Theodore.
Jasper!
Atticus, Jack.
Old prospector.
Arav, A-A-R-A-V, I don't know if I completely butchered that. Finn, Oliver, Felix, Henry, Wyatt, and Arian.
Arian. What?
Which I'm
like,
not sure.
Spelled like the Aryan
like
nation.
Aryan race. A-R-Y-A-N. Not like Arian Foster, A-R-I-N.
Right.
And I don't know many people named Arian.
I don't know any people named Arian.
But that's
what
a
the
weird
fuck?
Trend.
It seems problematic and harsh for that person to go through life with that name.
Who else is
like,
Arian?
Like, everyone's just like, hands up.
So I just brought up the top popular names of the 80s just to like give you, because those are like the names of the people who are public. Yeah, who we are and who are like, you know, becoming public figures now.
Like
number 15 is William. So
Bill.
Like all the people we know named Will, just replace that with Arian. And that's what that shit's going to be in
30
years.
But that's a whole decade we're looking at, right? Because we're talking about 6 months out of 2019. These
Michael, just replace all the people you know named Michael with Archie.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Matt, replace it with Jasper. That's like, That's where we're
Jasper headed. Jasper's kind of tight if you named it after the Jasper Simpsons Jones? Character.
Oh, yeah.
Or Jasper the vampire from Twilight who has no control right. over not eating people.
That's what...
That was what Sophie
Lichterman was saying. Yeah. A lot of Twilight names on here. Or at least that one.
I know a lot of people by these names, and it's also surprising because they do seem so unique.
Right, yeah. Where they come up with them.
Where does Blair land in 80s popularity names?
Blair. Let's check it. 80s got to be big, right? Blair?
I was born in 1997.
97?
Wait, when were you born in the 80s?
Blair, you're not on.
Okay, I want to make sure. No, yeah, because I think we were relatively around in college at the same time.
Yeah, I'm surprised Blair is not on there.
Yes. I found out. I Googled it. How old is Blair? Comes right up.
Yo, Arian, I'm so troubled by that.
Yeah, it's just disturbing. I wonder.
It can't be someone just being like, that. Because of the Aryan race and it's number fucking 15.
Right.
There's no, I think people just, I hope to God. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm living in some fucking parallel dimension, but.
Like a lot of these, like Theodore, I think is because of Theodore Roosevelt. Like he had that moment in pop culture where everyone was like, yo, that dude's so cool.
Bit and of
like,
a mom.
People love these sort of old-timey vibes, like something that's cool and old-timey. Atticus Finch, Jack, Leonardo DiCaprio's character from Titanic, Oliver Twist. Like, I feel like there's if it like is cool and evokes a like Gilded Age personality or whatever.
Right.
Like people really are feeling that right now. But fucking Aryan,
dude, Soren is number 30.
Atticus is almost. I mean, that is a brutal name. Yeah. I'm sorry.
They like the band.
Cuss? Tick?
What, like
Addy?
Addy?
Yeah. Addy's cute.
Addy is cute.
I guess.
I mean, I like a lot of the girls' names, too. Like Ophelia, Luna, Posey. Those are all, like, pretty names that
Genevieve,
I would
Alice.
Never assume it when, would be in the top 15.
When you go down,
Manic,
they all
Pixie, Dream Girls.
They all kind right. of go, like, follow this theme of, like, the guilt. Like, it's just Elodie. Lucy, Evelyn, Astrid, Anna, right. Iris, Violet, Eloise, Aurelia, Adelaide, Maisie.
Yeah, they're all the same almost.
Hazel, Adeline.
Eloise was what we were going to name a girl if we had a girl.
That's really cute, I think.
Wheezy.
What about
Wheezy.
Young Wheezy?
Young Wheezy.
Wheezy F baby.
But
this is my baby, Wheezy the baby.
But I don't know. I find names to be so interesting because of just the way they move and, like, I don't know, reflect. Because people, you spend a lot of time thinking about that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
the name Miles went from, you said, out of the top 200
in the
80s.
Out of the top 200.
Number 50 right now.
Number
50? So you're welcome.
Yeah, that's right. I was 167. Jack was 167 in the 80s. And now I'm brought it all the way up to number
because of this
eight.
Podcast.
God damn, we are killing it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back.
Wait, I'm sorry. Number 96, someone's named Beckett.
Beckett?
Like the old trading card fucking magazine that told you the prices of trading cards.
I know a ton of Becketts.
You do?
Yeah. Fuckload of Becketts.
Wow. No, you know a fuckload of Becketts?
Yeah.
Like that are children?
County. Yeah.
Oh, like new Becketts. Young
yeah,
Beckys.
Yeah, like
wow.
Little baby.
Little baby Becketts. Yeah.
I was wondering, like, it seems like there are some that are, like, Asher is... Like the number four name during the 80s for girls was Ashley. So like maybe going Asher is
Asher,
like the
Ashley.
Sort of like Becky, Beckett. I don't know. Maybe there's like something where you like take the girl's name and make it a boy's name and like that's seen
yeah.
as like cool. I don't know.
Let's read between the lines, man.
Anyways.
Let's read the Matrix.
As much as we would love to keep talking about names, we do have to talk about Tucker Carlson for some reason.
Well, yeah, I know. It's like fucking, it's nonstop. He reached new lows again on Tuesday when he fucking just basically, so, you know, like most people on the left, they have a lot to say about the treatment of asylum seekers and migrants at the border, especially the situation with children. And then we've just heard about this report of this 15-year-old girl who said she was assaulted by a uniformed guard. So, you know, when people have criticisms of it, it seems like it's founded in something.
Right.
Tucker Carlson used Ilhan Omar's criticism of these camps to just go on a fucking rant and warn the country, okay, that she is, quote, living proof that the immigration system is dangerous to this country. He says she's a living fire alarm, a warning to the rest of us. We better change our immigration system immediately or else.
Or else.
Then he goes on to say, virtually every public statement she makes accuses Americans of bigotry and racism. This is an immoral country, she says. She has undisguised contempt for the United States, for its people. That should worry you. Not just because Omar is sitting member of Congress. Ilhan Omar is also living proof that the way we practice immigration has become dangerous, blah, blah, blah. And she's goes on to say the problem is deeper. Maybe we are importing people from places whose values are simply antithetical to ours.
Mm.
Who knows what the problem is? But there is a problem and whatever that because this cannot continue or whatever. He says not sustainable. So, he goes, so be grateful for Ilhan Omar, annoying as she is. She's a living fire alarm. And basically sort of saying like only in America could a Somali child, immigrant, refugee come to this country and then become a very powerful member of Congress. Yeah, that's partially the beauty of this country. But
that's the problem with this country is what he's saying.
Yeah, he was saying, no, but then he was saying she should be more grateful because of that. Oh,
yeah.
If you're allowed to do that, then why are you like giving a clear-eyed analysis of our foreign policy and domestic policy?
Right, and there's like there's a clear like dog whistle where he says, or maybe the problem's deeper than that. Maybe we are importing people from places whose values are simply antithetical to ours. So
yeah.
He's basically saying, like, Muslim people.
Of course.
Like,
and shit like this really makes me fear for her safety.
Yeah,
because
dude.
On top of being a Muslim woman of color, she has the media on the right fucking nonstop painting her as this fucking terroristic threat. And when you just see the amount of death threat she's received and just like the shit that she has to go through simply for voicing her opinion, it shit like this is just like, dude, no. And
yeah.
Like who the fuck else is even still sponsoring? Like, who are his advertisers? I think it's like still like Bayer and MyPillow guy.
Yeah, it's time Cadillac. For Sleeping Giant to kind
of. But it's funny,
that
a lot of these companies,
up.
I'm like, yo, I don't even know what these fucking things are anymore.
Right.
So,
but those people, when they stick with them, it's like they're making a clear line in the sand.
Yeah, or they're just like, ah, but it's so big. I guess we can look past the Islamophobia and racism,
right?
Because maybe some people will buy our products.
Well, think about the people who run those companies.
Yeah.
Like, they watch Fox News. Like, that's where they get their information from.
No, they're saying these are the values we align ourselves
with. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're like, okay, this is one of the riskiest people we can go with. All right, let's lock it in.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Just a horrible person.
Yeah, but you know, that says nothing to do with his mom because he's not worried about, he doesn't even remember his mom.
Right. Should we just remind everybody that Tucker Carlson's mom left the family, left his dad to go like follow
her heart.
Her heart.
Be a bohemian, live that bohemian lifestyle in Paris.
And he says that has no effect on the fact that he is a
anti-woman,
anti-liberal, following
everything.
Her heart.
Yeah. He actually, the way he said it is really like when you have that friend who clearly needs to go to therapy or like has
like,
unresolved issues. Like, yo,
do you think your mom?
You keep talking
any...
about your mom. Like, is this equal? Like, nah, man, I'm good, bro.
I never talked about my mom. You talked about my mom.
I've never even heard of my mom.
Right, exactly. Oh, that's basically what. He also likes to talk about how much sex he has.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's a cool guy who's
who likes to fight gay
incredibly,
people.
Yeah, incredibly toxic to women. But oh man, if you knew the stories of me back before I got married, woo!
I always whenever countless. Someone talks like this or on the internet, I'm like, oh wow, like high school was so painful for them.
Yeah, I mean, he wore a bow tie
for
the
last time,
whole first...
or it was the last time they felt fucking potent.
Right. You know? Yeah, yeah.
It's always one or the other.
All right, let's talk about Amy McGrath has stepped into the ring to do God's work and
hopefully
run against Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. She raised $2.5 million in the first 24 hours of her campaign, and over $1 million came in the first 5.5 hours, which is the biggest 24-hour haul for any Senate race ever.
Yeah.
Because... yeah, I mean, and that is appropriate to the situation. Like, it's important to
try and get this fucking goon out.
Right.
Look, this is going to be a fucking very difficult race because he has a lot of resources he can put into his own race. And there are a lot of industries and foreign countries that like him there. So you can expect this to be, I mean, I hope this can be something close. I hope that we can get Mitch McConnell out. But this is just another argument for why Tom Steyer, instead of spending your 100 milli on yourself, be like, okay, why don't you go toe to toe?
Just spend 100 million on this, dude.
Yeah, just fucking get... I mean, honestly, getting people like Mitch McConnell out
would be the
fucking,
biggest...
There is such a knock-on effect from that. Like, you think of all the fucking legislation he just lets die on that docket and the issues he does not want to address because he's in control of the fucking schedule of the Senate. Like, woo, please.
Amy McGrath is a former fighter pilot and just a total badass.
Yeah, and she had like this, she was saying, when she was like 13, she wrote a letter to Mitch McConnell being like, I want to be a pilot, but like women can't be pilots. Like, I hope you can help me. And she's like, and he never wrote back.
Yeah.
And guess what? She became that fucking.
She also has stories of writing letters and people like wrote back and were like, well, you might want to change your life goals, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, she did try. She didn't have a very successful campaign in the midterms. But look, we gotta fucking try everything.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to getting Mitch McConnell the fuck.
Come on, Tom Steyer.
Whoa, that's such a cool story.
Yeah, she's a badass.
She wrote a letter to Mitch McConnell, and now she's running against him. Jeez.
Take him down.
That's crazy.
All right, let's talk about the social media summit. I don't know. Are you guys going to be there? I was thinking about, I don't know.
We should have left last night.
Oh, shit. That's
right now.
It's happening right now. Well, companies like Facebook and Twitter are not invited
to the
social
media
summit. But the people who are a who's who of people who created memes that Donald Trump has like clicked the like button on, basically.
And other people who just want to self-victimize and be like, they're censoring my anti-Semitism.
Right. So they're basically, they invited all these people who, they want to kind of feed the narrative that Trump is trying to get out there, that big tech companies are discriminating against conservatives. So, you know, the White House just released a share your story tool to, quote, collect anecdotes from people who feel their social media accounts have been banned unfairly, because that's what the White House should be focused on. it's the worst people. Ben Garrison was on the invite list. He's the cartoonist famous for super racist cartoons. It's basically like Mad Magazine as a Nazi propaganda flyer. He was called out for his anti-Semitic drawings of George Soros controlling generals with puppet strings. There was a racist cartoon depicting Michelle Obama as an angry, like, unattractive, you know, monster with a bulge in between her legs. And AOC, he just seems all fucked up by, because he keeps, like, drawing her as, like, you know, real sexy, but, like, using her sex to sell socialism in some way, like,
oh, not the, like, the,
like, hey, come over here, not big, like, the, boy,
not the equitable future,
take this socialism
that she's selling, yeah, people on.
There was some pushback to his invite, so it was eventually withdrawn. But you've got, like, the Your Voice America host, Bill Mitchell.
Back to Ben Garrison, though, for someone who has always dealt in these, like, really anti-Semitic tropes in his cartoons, I'm glad, like, journalists, they went up to people like Jared Kushner. And, like, members of Congress, this other guy, Jason Greenblatt, who have been the people who are like, Donald Trump is fighting against anti-Semitism,
right,
despite using coded language all the time.
Right.
And, like, when they asked them for a comment, they didn't say anything. And then suddenly they're like, Ben Garrison is no longer invited.
Right.
So it wasn't until, like, you'd think then even those people would be like, oh, why are we inviting them?
Right.
But again, you know, I can excuse the anti-Semitism if we're going to own the libs.
So Your Voice America is a show hosted by Bill Mitchell that promotes QAnon because he claims it gives hope, mm-hmm, to Trump supporters. QAnon is wild conspiracy theory. I mean, we've talked about it before on the show, but it's an insane conspiracy theory, and the host of that show is coming. He also once tweeted that melting landmasses of ice would lower sea levels.
No, really?
Yeah. James O'Keefe will be there, the guy who tried to trick the Washington Post into reporting the fake Roy Moore story.
Oh, and then when he got hit and cameraed?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or no, the woman that he sent got hit and cameraed.
Right.
Or they pulled up with their camera and they're like, look, we know what the fuck is going on. Don't right. fuck. Act, be chill. Be cool.
Right.
We know what the fuck is up.
He also once tried to seduce a CNN reporter with fuzzy handcuffs and a condom jar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In what world?
Right. Well, he also, like, got Acorn basically taken down. Like, the whole, you know, organization was fucked because he did this, like, weird thing where he dressed like a Halloween, like, he got a pimp Halloween costume and claimed to be a pimp and basically framed the story so that it made it look like Acorn was
involved.
Yeah. Carpe Donctum.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Pro-Trump meme creator.
CD?
Yeah. He's the dude who, like, creates all those ones where, like, CNN is, like, a pro wrestler. Like, he just puts a CNN logo over a pro wrestler's head. And then, like, Trump's head over another person's.
Hell yeah.
Another pro wrestler, and, like, has him body slam CNN.
Hell yeah.
His Patreon has 61 patrons.
Oh, shit.
So, like, you're talking about big time.
Big time Tommy over here.
Yeah. This is supposed to be a who's who of social media. He has 61 patrons.
It really is just the most garbage fucking trash people, like Charlie Kirk, fucking Prager University, like the people in Prager University, my fucking God, the fucking fake ass revisionist history bullshit they put on their fucking YouTube like videos are like, it's like the manna of debate freaks on the internet who are like, oh, really? Because let me tell you about why the Southern strategy, just watch these videos.
Right.
Like, and always trying to re-explain history completely out of sequence even, just to help their very lame arguments. So I'm glad it's just really all people who deal in misinformation, lies, deception, racism, xenophobia, homophobia, and everything else. So
there's a dude who was suspended by Twitter for urging people to buy guns and ammo for the upcoming civil war, and recently tweeted that Kamala Harris is, quote, not an American black, which was shared by Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, my God.
But yeah,
not an American black.
You know, media experts are saying they think this whole thing is just about normalizing these radical voices and moving the bar on what's
100%.
Considered acceptable political discourse.
Can you imagine how gassed up these people are going to feel when they're sitting at the fucking White House and being fucking told by old fucking orange turd face that, like, they're doing the Lord's work?
And I mean, these are some of the people, like, memes and, you know, people who were supporting Trump for the lulls and, like, ironically, but not ironically, in 2016 were a significant part of the campaign. Like, it was cool for a certain type of tacit white supremacist to support Trump in the 2016 election because of people like this. And he probably recognizes that and probably is trying to, like, get them all focused and give them their marching orders for 2020. And then there's also the fact that they're trying to intimidate Mark Zuckerberg into, you know, not releasing any potential evidence and meddling in the 2020 election and, you know, being scared to take down accounts that are, you know, spewing hate or
fuck that. Then get rid of Facebook then.
Right.
It's like, fuck you. Then whatever. We're fucked.
The only people that go on Facebook anymore are middle-aged.
Right. And some younger people. I'm surprised, like, I know a few people who are even my age who are on the book. I'm not ever on Facebook, and then I get in trouble regularly. Or people are like, hey, I sent you this invite.
Oh, really?
Facebook. And I'm like, bro, I'm not on
Facebook. And that person is your age? That
yeah.
You were just doing an impression of?
Because in my mind, that's what your vibe is if you live on Facebook. I get it. Look, I think it's useful, like, for people with families because your older family members and stuff are on there, and it's easy to just disseminate all the pictures and memories and shit like that. But, like, for me, like, to socialize, I'm like, gone are the days when, like, I was, you know, 10 years out of high school, and I was like, oh, I wonder what happened to this dude. Like, and that was sort of the fun of Facebook. Like, damn, he's married. Yeah. Oh, she was a firefighter. You know, like, that kind of shit. Now I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck about any of y'all.
Collecting intelligence on a subject.
Yeah, or I'm building a profile on something.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And briefly, we just wanted to touch on this story that we still don't really have answers on. But on July 2nd, Mike Pence was flying to New Hampshire for a previously planned trip.
I think like a on talk official, on like drug use or something.
On official vice president business. And as he was flying there, his plane was like turned around and brought back to Washington. And it seemed like there was going to be some emergency announcement, but nobody ever announced anything. No.
Even then, like, his office was like, well, actually, the plane didn't take off. He was boarding. And it's like, okay, what the fuck happened? Why is it canceled? And it's like, don't worry. Has nothing to do with national security. Has nothing to do with the health of the president or the vice president.
Right.
I'm like, and we'll maybe be able to tell you in 2 weeks. And then Trump was asked a few days later, and he was like, oh, we'll be able to tell you in a couple weeks. Very interesting thing. Now, a lot of people are like, there's speculation that it had something to do with the security at this event, that it could have been having to do with people there that they weren't able to like properly verify. There were many theories out there. One coincidence about all of this is that July 2nd is the date that Epstein's sealed indictment was filed. But I don't know if like, you know, if he was, if they were really there to be like, what would they say? Like, you got to come back because the president's about to be outed as a pedophile rapist.
Right.
Like, I don't know if that's really the kind of meeting they would have.
Yeah.
Or they're like, yo, do we tell Jeffrey real quick so he can like dump some fucking hard drives or whatever the fuck?
Right.
But he was out of the country and he was apprehended on his way back.
So yeah.
You feel like if, I don't know.
If they knew, then Epstein probably would have known.
If they knew and they, if it really was about protecting Epstein, you'd think they'd be like, don't come back, bro.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's
just
true.
Just fucking chill out there. But I don't know. I think, I mean, there's so many things happen all the time simultaneously. So, right. I don't, you know, not to get all X-Files
especially during
here,
this
but
administration, there's it seems, so much news.
It seems so, so crazy and hopeless that, like, the president has been accused of every crime short of murder.
Yeah, pretty much everything.
And like, no matter what, it's like, I mean, he's been accused of rape by so many people.
Right.
Like,
detailed and accusations and
yes,
from people
by his
who
ex-wife.
Are, as recently as 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah, know? I mean, like, it just goes on and on, and it just seems that no matter what, it he's not.
Yeah.
He well, can't be taken down.
Well, this is the thing, right? So there was like another anecdote that was sort of emerged out of the New York Times about Epstein and Trump about how they were fucking bros. And like a lot of people said, like, if you didn't know Epstein and Trump at a certain point in like the 90s, like you weren't getting into shit or whatever. I don't know if that's quite true because I'm like, what is Trump? Like, you can't get into the P. Diddy White Party without knowing Trump.
Right.
Know. But they were saying, you know, they were a force. And this business person in Florida gave this, told this story. About this is from the New York Times, quote, the year was 1992 and the event was a, quote, calendar girl competition, something that George Haraney, a Florida-based businessman who ran American Dream Enterprise, had organized at Mr. Trump's request. I arranged to have some contestants fly in, Mr. Haraney recalled in an interview on Monday. At the very first party, I said, who's coming tonight? I have 28 girls coming. It was him and Epstein. Mr. Haraney, who had just partnered Mr. Trump to host events at his casino, said he was surprised. I said, Donald, this is supposed to be a party with VIPs. You're telling me it's just you and Epstein? And he's like, yes. Then they go on to say that this guy, Haraney, had to, quote, pretty much ban Jeffrey from all of my events because of his behavior. Now, if this is in the fucking early 90s and you're banning somebody from all your events, what kind of depraved shit are you doing that in for 1992 standards, you crossed the toxic Rubicon.
Right.
And they're like, whoa, bro.
Yeah.
It's 92. A lot. We're getting away with a lot right now. But this is the line. I can only imagine what the fuck he was up to. But like you're saying, this is sort of the same shit that happens every time someone on the right is credibly accused of being some kind of sexual predator. Is it's like, well, you know, he was just in college. You know, his boys will be boys. Roy Moore has like, yeah, they try and obscure the actual severity of it, because if they did hold these sexual predators accountable,
right,
what would that mean for the president who has been credibly accused of rape?
Yeah.
Like, they just can't. I think it's like a logic puzzle. They're like, if we do that, then it's going to be hard to then be like, well, what about this stuff?
Right.
The president was just accused of committing rape.
Yeah.
I just don't understand, like, I mean, along with the rest of the world, how one accusation of rape
isn't enough
for the president of the United States is not like just a massive deal. And then to have so many, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know if you guys probably saw this too, but a lot of people like dissecting the language of having sex with underage women.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we need to stop that language. These are children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stop saying having underage sex women. With underage women. Like they're children.
Yeah, yeah. You're basically putting it in the words that the predator wants to think of it as.
Yeah. And the media is complicit in, like, because they're presenting it that way, being like, oh, well, it's underage women.
Yes.
Rather than if you said, you know, he's having sex with children.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a thing that is happening all the time. Sex with children.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for all the QAnon people and for the people on the right to get all up in arms about how much they care about these innocent kids and shit.
Right.
Living or
enough to bring an assault rifle to a pizza place.
Right. Exactly. Right. Like, okay, well, and again, and I think that shows you, because that sort of sympathy or their caring about those people only activated when it helps to put them at odds with the left.
Right.
It's not to ever actually, because you are objectively concerned with the safety of children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other reason why nothing happens too, is because that would essentially topple the right.
Right.
If they had to be like, you know what? No, we can't do this. I mean, I think some sane people would be like, well, that was the logical move to do, but they have to circle their wagons constantly because their support is dwindling and they have to resort to underhanded gerrymanderings, fucking bullshit census, citizenship questions and things like that, and avoiding talking about credible accusations of rape to try and maintain the little bit of power they have.
Yeah, the left has to feel good about the fact that they still hold sexual predators to account.
Like, yeah, well, we'll see who. Let's see what comes out of this Epstein shit. You know what I mean? And then we can really show people what what time it is.
I mean, there's just no version of reality where the mainstream media, like, gets a credible accusation about Bill Clinton and is like, well, we're going to ignore that or, like, doubt the accuser. But
I have such little hope, though. I feel like they could have photographs of Donald Trump murdering someone and it'll be like nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. It's also, good point that the thing I described is exactly what happened to Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know.
Seems like we've maybe.
But we know that guy.
Way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think there's anything that can be done with the Trump thing. I don't know. If there's credible evidence from Epstein that implicates Trump, I do think that, because there's so much, corroborating evidence around Epstein, like that would be, I think, pretty difficult to ignore.
Yeah.
For the right.
Yeah. It would definitely be something you don't want people to campaign against you with.
Right.
You know, because that's really what, you know, that would be very bad to try and defend yourself of, like, why aren't you holding this sexual predator accountable in your party?
Right.
But still, like, why isn't the law, like, why isn't he I mean, it's crazy. Right. Like, his biggest thing will be, like, having to campaign against that.
Sure. Right.
You know, like, he's not held to any
of
the
standards. Bad for his Q rating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that's where we'll see. I mean, I think with this trial, I'm sure more evidence will come out, and then we'll see what other things can be spun off from there.
Yeah. There's a couple articles, one in Hollywood Reporter, one in Salon, just talking about how Epstein was treated in power circles in Hollywood and New York after his 2008 arrest and conviction of being a pedophile, child sexual predator. He was at the premiere of Batman vs. Superman, that movie that only came out a couple years ago. He had people over at his mansion to meet Prince Andrew, like famous people like Katie Couric, George Stephanopoulos. He had a post-Yom Kippur brunch at his house, and hundreds of New York's most elite and powerful brought their children after he was spent time in jail for having sex with children.
Wow.
Also, Charlie Rose and Woody Allen were at that thing.
Hmm.
Oh.
Huh. Interesting.
Just the who's who.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this publicist who seemed, Peggy Siegel, who's like a big publicist in the film industry, who seems to have been like he must have hired her to like rehab his image after his 2008 pedophilia conviction. And it doesn't seem like it was hard enough for her to do that. Like there's some quotes from this Salon piece, this dude who whose experience with, he was going to write a piece about Jeffrey Epstein because he thought he was very interesting when he was a writer and editor at Vanity Fair. And then Jeffrey Epstein, the night before he was going to marry his wife, called her and was like, "Hey, your last night of freedom. Why don't you come over here and fuck me?" And he was like, "Huh, maybe I don't like Jeffrey Epstein." And then his like girlfriend slash like woman recruiter or child recruiter told him, she was like, "If you lost 10 pounds, I'd fuck you." And he was like, "Oh, these are strange people." Anyways, he talked about how he went around and got quotes from people and like with the idea that they would be blind items. And so there's David Patrick Columbia, who's the editor of New York Social Diary, explained, "A jail sentence doesn't matter anymore. The only thing that gets you shunned in New York society is poverty." And then here's an Epstein friend for 35 years who visited him in prison and attended the post-Yom Kippur dinner. "The side I've been reading about is a side I don't know. Unless I've seen it, I don't focus on it." That's the same logic that people use to say that dinosaurs never existed, by the way. Right. Here's a woman who was at that dinner and several others. "I and many others that know him describe him as brilliant. His unique mind is what attracts the world's smartest people to his home." So if you are able to use your friendship with somebody to define yourself as one of the smartest people in the world, like maybe that's...
Right.
That seems like the magic ingredient that gets, you know, media and Hollywood elites to buy in. And here's a distinguished scientist, because he has a lot of interaction with scientists. Like he partied with Stephen Hawking. He brought Stephen Hawking to...
He partied with Stephen
Hawking? Yeah, he brought Stephen Hawking to Little St. Jeffrey, that little St. John Island that he owned. And like there are pictures of him at like a barbecue and
doing a keg stand.
Right. Here's a distinguished scientist who's still alive said, "I always judge things on empirical evidence. He always has women ages 19 to 23 around him, but I've never seen anything else. So as a scientist, my presumption is that whatever the problems were, I would believe him over other people."
Wow.
That's
19 to 23.
So cool.
Very specific.
Right. Wouldn't that lead you to believe this 60-year-old man
likes younger women?
Yeah.
And possibly
children?
But
I've never seen anything that's technically illegal, so...
But I wouldn't know because I'm not checking IDs. This child said they were 19.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, it's a huge bummer, but it's wild that that this is all just coming out now.
It's
been happening since he was arrested for... like being a child sexual predator.
Yeah, and trafficking and having child pornography, maybe possibly manufacturing it.
Yeah, this happened since 2008. Like,
and
since
it's also
people knew.
Been happening since the beginning of time.
The dawn of time.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, we're only entering like...
It's only now where we're like, oh, maybe grandpas like shouldn't be allowed to fuck children.
Right. Yeah. Epstein is... probably the worst example of that, but it's just shocking in this case because there were the arrest happened in 2008. There was so much detail out there, and these people are like, yeah, I guess I should have Googled him before I like went to his house.
Should have Googled him.
Yeah. anyways, it's all a nightmare, but hopefully, I mean, hopefully this can become a moment of progress.
Just let this be a trend. Bring down fucking powerful abusers.
I mean,
and all abusers. Just put this all out here. We're no longer in a world where it's like
he's apparently offering to name names of anyone who paid for sex with underage women in exchange for getting a jail sentence of no more than 5 years, but that would not bring down the powerful. I'm sure like Bill Clinton didn't pay him to do anything. I'm sure it was just like a favor for a favor. Like, I'm sure that's very specifically paid for sex with underage women, like is very specifically in there so that he wouldn't have to name the big names.
Instead of just being like, oh, I had a party and invited my 60 plus bros over with all my 15 and under.
Right. Yeah.
Corralled girls.
Yeah.
No money was exchanged.
Right. I'm sure. And I mean, one of the really creepy things is that he and Trump both bought modeling agencies around the same time and like used them in similar ways. Like, so it's just.
I'm preparing myself for whatever the fuck. I feel this is going to be the darkest fucking thing ever.
But I mean, yeah, hopefully it ends some darkness for people who are being victimized by these fucking monsters. Well, Blair, it's been a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you?
You can find me at Blair Saucy, BlairSocci on Twitter and Instagram, and I post all my shows and everything on there.
Nice. And is there a tweet you've been enjoying? You also post a lot of funny shit on there, I should say.
Oh, thank you very much. I love Louis Fertel. I'm sure everyone says that every week, but I mean, his mind is insane. It's incredible. Oh, can't sleep until I get a photo shoot with Megan Rapinoe chomping a cigar in a pinstriped suit. I hope the women's national soccer team accepts their invitation to Renato's disco party from Big Little Lies. And then Laura Dern responded.
Really?
Yes, unreal.
God, man. Renata. That's a whole thing.
It's a vibe.
It's a whole mood. Miles, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. A tweet I like. Two were from Dan White at Dan White. One is just this photo of the most like absurd brunch spread on a table. Like we're talking charcuterie, fruit, fucking pies, cakes, everything. And it says, my Comcast technician is coming to my apartment today sometime between noon and 4 p.m. to diagnose my internet connection issues. So I made us a fun little party spread in case he's hungry. It's like the photo is wild. And then another one is, was trying on some athletic wear at Lululemon and the floor manager took out her phone and started an Instagram live story to document, quote, hands down the sloppiest, most boring, garbage bag looking stink ass I've ever seen in the Align yoga pant to her 19,100 followers.
Tweet I enjoyed. Liz O'Leary tweeted, I genuinely can't figure out what temperature it is on Big Little Lies. It's true, man.
Like, it's like so gray.
Yeah,
and
sometimes they like go out and they're like wearing like coats and shit, and it looks like it's like 40. And then sometimes like, you know, fucking surfing. Anyways, you can find me on Twitter, @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. One second.
Oh, can I say one show?
Yeah.
So I have this show on July 20th, next Friday. It's going to have Gabe Liebman, whom I was Googling at the top of the show.
Building a profile for, yeah.
It's called Dear Owen Wilson. It'll be at Lyric Hyperion. So get your tickets there. Martha Kelly from Baskets, Brennan Scannell, Rosebud Baker, Ray Sonny. Yeah, get there.
Ooh. Get there. Get it. What are we riding out on today?
Let's go out on track New Stogie by Stoney Willis and Earl Sweatshirt.
New Stogie.
Yeah, because I think Earl was one of those names. Or no, it was Jasper, and I was thinking of Jasper from Wolf. Never mind. Anyway, but yes, Stoney Willis, Earl Sweatshirt, New Stogie.
New Stogie. Speaking of which, a lot of good information from Zeitgang about what their first cool interactions with tobacco
were. Oh, yeah. I was surprised some dude was like, Sam Jackson from Jurassic Park. I'm like, that makes that shit look stressful.
Right, because it's like in a sweaty environment and he's yeah. like smoking over like an old computer.
Hate this hacker crap.
Right. Anyways, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast, and we will talk to you then. Bye.
Nigga, I have the soulless who cold as creeks in the winter rolling. Splinter deep and itching for bitches, dentals to dinner. Puffing loud and coming foul and believe that tech is offensive. You need a vest when you snitching. Indeed, it's sweat, I'ma kill them all. That pussy wet, raining cats and doggies up out of her. I reach into the register, take the paper up out of it. Hate the fake and the talkative. Shake and bake, I'm the opposite. Frosted flakes in a pot of grits. Percolate. Late at breakfast, dropping cake on a necklace, spitting like a nigga just took a piss.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.